Well, as we come upon this 4th of July holiday, we want to talk a little bit about veterans and some of the things that we can do to really help honor them. We're going to talk with Bill Lachlan this morning. Bill is the Iowa coordinator for the Missing in America Project. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you, sir.
Preparing for a big 4th of July?
Probably going to be just staying inside. It's too hot to be around.
Well, some folks are kind of saying that this year, too. But we hope folks do take the time to just kind of remember what the purpose is. It's our independence anniversary, so we want to take some time to think about some of the folks who made it possible for us. And the Missing in America Project is one that's maybe a little bit different than some of the other veterans projects that folks may have heard about. Can you talk a little bit about what the scope is, what the purpose is?
Sure. I've like to read the mission statement for the Missing in America Project. It's to locate, identify, and inter the unclaimed cremated remains of American veterans through the joint efforts of private, state, and federal organizations to provide honor and respect to those who have served this country by securing a final resting place for the forgotten heroes.
I'm betting that a lot of folks out there didn't even realize that this was actually a big issue.
Oh, it is. It's a tremendous issue. We're located in all 50 states, and we have over 1,000 volunteers that are part of the Missing in America Project. And unfortunately, there are thousands and thousands of unclaimed cremated remains of veterans sitting on shelves somewhere, either funeral homes, crematories, cemeteries, but they just are sitting there unclaimed because they have no family and they haven't been given the proper burial.
I'm sure a lot of folks are sitting there thinking right now, really, how in the world does this happen?
Well, there's many reasons why. I mean, there are some that are, some of the veterans are indigent, some of them are estranged from the families, some families just don't even want them, or Uncle Joe thinks Aunt Mary picked him up or whatever. You know, there's a lot of different circumstances, but they are left on shelves, and that's our mission to find them.
Yeah, it's really hard to believe that the remains of some of these folks who are absolutely heroes could, you know, just be left behind like this. You know, they honored us with their service. The least we could do is to honor them with a proper ending.
Exactly. That's my goal, that's my mission, and that's what pushes me, just to bring these veterans who are sitting languishing on shelves, just bring them to their final rest with honor and dignity they deserve.
Bill, how did you get involved in this project? How did you find out about all this?
Well, one day I was watching one of the national news programs. I'm not sure which one it was, but I saw Mr. Fred Salanti. He's a retired major Vietnam veteran who came to the realization that there are veterans out there who are just sitting and not getting the due that they were promised. I saw him do a funeral for several veterans, and it touched me to the point where I had to get involved.
Well, it's hard to even come up with words for it that something like this could happen, that people after their passing could be just left behind like this. But it's nice to know that there are folks out there who want to do something about it. And you recently, in fact, just last week, had a burial for a number of these folks here in Iowa at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery.
That's correct.
How did that play out?
Well, we located a group of unclaimed cremains. There were approximately 300. And out of that, we researched and brought up whatever information we could to find out who they were. And then I put it through some databases that we have access to find out if they were, in fact, veterans. And then from there, we narrowed it down to 21 veterans and two spouses.
And they were all buried in one ceremony?
Yes, we conducted one ceremony for all 21 veterans with their two spouses at the same time.
Well, full military honors?
Full military honors, bagpipes, drums, military uniformed escorts, and as much honor with the firing party and tolling of the bell as we could muster.
Wow, that's very impressive. To be able to put something like that together seems to take a lot of time. I know a lot of folks are involved in things like, you know, genealogy research and what have you, but wow, this seems like you're almost throwing a blank page and said, here, figure this out.
Exactly. A lot of the information that we get, sometimes it's only just the name and a date of death. And we just have to go from there and try and locate any other information we can.
So how many people are working on this project here in Iowa?
In Iowa, there's probably about 10 or 12 people. Again, you know, it varies because we're all volunteers, and we have a lot of people just going to funeral homes and to crematories just asking if they can, you know, see the inventory and help them identify them.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of support from funeral homes and some of those types of facilities?
I'm getting more support. You know, at first it was they were unsure about what it was we were doing, and we are now with the MIAP. We are recognized by the federal government as a veteran service organization, and in fact, the only one that is. And the word is getting out what we're doing and why we're doing it, and we're getting more and more cooperation.
Well, I would guess that the ultimate goal is to not leave anyone behind after they have passed. But boy, it seems like this would be a very long project.
Yes, it is, and you know, it's something that we're going to keep doing until we don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, well, we hope that time comes soon, but it does take a lot of help. Are you always looking for volunteers?
Yeah, we are looking for volunteers, and on the website, which is www.miap.us. There's a they can read all about the organization, and if they would love to make a donation, which again we're all volunteers and everything comes out of our own pockets. I've been fortunate here in Iowa. I've had a lot of organizations that have come forward and assisted me and made donations, and we've just been able to do a lot more than I would have been able to do on my own. So.
Yeah, the support, I'm guessing the support in Iowa is going to be pretty strong for this. It's a pretty patriotic state. It's got a long, proud history of super support from the military, both at home and, of course, to those who go off to serve. So I can only imagine that you do get a lot of feedback when you do something like that here in the state of Iowa.
Oh, very much so. And there's in fact, at the funeral the other day, there's people there that, you know, obviously they didn't know the veterans and that we buried, and they came to me, and a lot of them were in tears, and, you know, it was just, it's such an honor for me to do this for these unclaimed veterans, and this state is just awesome with its patriotic people.
Bill, is there kind of a standard dollar figure or something? What's it cost to do one of these?
I really don't know what the cost is, but for burying the veterans, it doesn't cost them anything because the government has promised us when we do pass that we are given a place to rest, a flag, and a headstone. So that at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery or any of the veteran cemeteries, there's no cost there. It's just everything leading up to it is the cost.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of time and effort to go through all this, and it sure would seem to be sometimes like putting a puzzle together that all the puzzle pieces are flipped upside down.
Yeah, I'm kind of fortunate in a way. I have a law enforcement background, and I'm tenacious. I don't give up, and it's just a labor of love for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Well, always looking for volunteers and things, too. Does it matter where folks live across Iowa? They can volunteer just about from anywhere?
Oh, definitely. Anywhere that there's over 640 funeral homes here in Iowa, and unfortunately, I can't get to all of them, but I'm trying.
It's a little tough to do that, and actually, it probably would be a benefit to have volunteers spread out across the state.
That is true. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. The Missing in America project. Again, if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go online www.miap.us. And Bill Lachlan is the Iowa coordinator, visiting with him this morning. Bill, it has to be a labor of love because it's one of those things you're doing for personal satisfaction. Do you get much feedback though from family members? Are there family members out there that maybe don't even realize that their relatives' cremains are sitting someplace?
So far, no. The first one that I ever did for William Eugene Stevens, he was indigent, he was homeless, and he died. And we tried to locate family members, but he had given false information to the people where he was staying. And so we buried him as, you know, unclaimed, and it went through the news, it went through the TV. The next day, I was contacted by his sister. And apparently, he had several sisters, mother, uncles, aunts, and they had no idea what had happened to him. So they contacted me. I was very happy to give them whatever information I could, and they invited me to a memorial service that they had for him and thanked me for their final closure that they got, and they finally knew what happened to him.
Wow. Well, families can get separated by for a lot of different reasons, but that closure is always important for folks. That's a great story, and we hope you don't have to go through too many more of those stories, but it is a daunting project, and all the help that the folks can give would certainly be appreciated. You can volunteer by going on that website. You can contact the folks you need to contact to get involved, and the more hands, the better. Well, Bill, congratulations on what you've done so far. I know it's a big project, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you very much, sir.